We're talking today with Rich Nelson, who is a director of research for Allendale. And Rich, let's talk a little bit about these cattle on feed numbers, monthly numbers from Uncle Sam. First of all, maybe review the numbers with us.
They did give us pretty much right as expected here. Numbers 96.6 for a total feedlot population, so down about 3.4% from last year. Second number that we were looking at, which we're still watching very closely, is these placement numbers, the idea that USDA only indicated about 1.8% more cattle going into feedlots last year. Pretty small number. That came in as expected. And numbers leaving feedlots, the marketing category, came in about 99.1% of last year. So we're all down about 1% from last year there.
Overall, you indicated these are fairly close to expectations, right?
Certainly right. At this point, most of the trade expected a small increase in placements, and that's exactly what they got. So 2 months in a row of some minor placement increases here.
Overall, as you start, you know, taking a look at some of the numbers behind the numbers, what kind of jumps out at you, especially when you start talking about those placement numbers?
You know, biggest thing I look at on the placement side is the fact that these that cattle feeders are making some good decent money right now compared to the last year and the last few years. So the fact that we've been making pretty good money in the cattle feeding industry for a good 2 months right now, and we are not seeing these guys reacting by throwing a whole bunch of extra cattle in the feedlots, that's something kind of striking to us. There is some talk that maybe the numbers for May will start to pick up a little bit, but for right now, the lack of increase in placements is the biggest thing we're all looking at here.
You know, why would we have, you know, fairly light placements? I mean, you know, is this just the fact that we're finally catching up? We're finding fewer cattle, you know, in the overall population.
You know, you've got that hitting one thing there, but honestly, if you look at the total auction barn sales, if you look at those numbers, the auction sales are actually showing a huge numbers moving to the barns. The biggest reason why we're not moving there is because we do have quite a bit of competition from those guys who put them on grass. The backgrounders are very active this year, as we do have some pretty good conditions for pasture.
So the fact that we do have good pasture, that is something that probably figures into the placements.
You know, it certainly does. You know, if we had one of these like the last 2 or 3 years ago, where things have been quite a bit dry, we might see these numbers pretty lopsided in favor of big placements into feedlots. But for right now, that's the biggest thing we can look at is the grass guys. They're very interested in these numbers here.
Well, would you say that these particular numbers, do they make a pretty good argument that we remain pretty current as far as our movement through the pipeline?
There's no doubt about that. It looks like because we ran lower placements from November through February, so as far as summer marketings, we're going to be pretty tight. In fact, maybe running 1-2% less slaughters for most of the summer. You might see a small bulge out maybe late fall or so, but bottom line is numbers will remain tight and pretty close to the knife here for quite some time.
Yeah, as we think about those overall numbers, less than a year ago, what I saw one analyst say, these are what the lowest numbers on feed numbers of this year so far.
You know, once you get out to comparing the total feedlot population, that's pretty much right. You've got to go back until we're at May 1st of 2004 to actually find numbers tighter on the feedlot population itself. One thing we've got to point out is this market is not just the feedlot itself, but we've got to look at the demand side after this to kind of get a better picture on total beef supplies. Once you take these tight feedlot numbers and you also look at the big exports and small imports, which are going on this year, we have some extremely tight beef numbers hitting the U.S. consumer.
One other question, Rich, and that has to do with this cattle market. You know, if we look at it just in a vacuum of just the cattle on feed numbers and just the supply and the overall placements and everything, you've got one set of things to look at. But if you take it in more of a macro setting with the economy and the unsettled nature that we've got right now, the Wall Street backing up, the correction that now seems to be in place, what does that tell you? In other words, how good a shape are we in the cattle business going forward the rest of 2010?
You know, it looks like we're going to be the same type of pricing structure as we've seen maybe the past 3 months, meaning we're going to probably see some prices move down into this. Our numbers for summer on cash cattle on a live basis hitting about down to 90, so pretty much 90 to 100 is a decent range for the rest of this year. We do have to point out, like you mentioned, once this economy does recover, maybe you can put out some better numbers for 2011 as far as demand. But once we do see some recovery, this market is showing some extremely tight supplies, which maybe at that point we can get pretty excited about this market.
Do you think, Rich, from what you've been able to talk to feedlots out around the countryside, are we going to be able to keep on making money for a little while longer? You know, what point do we get back to break even?
Once we hit some of these summer marketings, that's where we're going to hit the numbers. Some of these later cattle purchased in March or so, for instance, March and April, at those very high feeder prices. Once you get reaching now, it's into the late summer, early fall period, that's where we're going to see numbers slip back to maybe some break-evens on this. The good thing is, at least for right now, we do think we're going to have that live price propped up enough in the last half of this year in order to make sure we don't lose too much money on the other end here.